The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
The hour, it's another hour of the program we call What's On Your Mind. Todd, would you tell the audience why we call this show What's On Your Mind?
Would you? Well, that would be because we want to know what's on your mind.
So that's why it's the name of the show, because
right.
We actually want to know.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So every time we say welcome to another hour of What's On Your Mind, it's just a reminder that we're here to serve them, right?
Exactly.
All right. So there you go, folks. Couldn't say it any simpler. And how do we find out what's on your mind? The best way is to just do like good North Dakotans do, you know, put one elbow on the fence and lean over there and chat with a neighbor on the other side of the fence. You know what I'm saying? It's like just how we've been doing it for generations, right? It's pick up the telephone. Could be a party line, right? It's sort of like a party line, like those old ones when you had to know the ring and you pick it up and, you know, because a few other folks can hear it. And weigh in. So simple as that, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, or studio at What's On Your Mind Radio. You can really go high tech and let us know what you're thinking on Facebook or by email as well, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Two guests for you this hour, Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council, and the bottom of the hour, Drew Wrigley, the Lieutenant Governor of North Dakota on the 125th anniversary celebration. And both guests welcome your calls, your questions, and your comments as well. Both are busy guys, and it's a good opportunity to visit with them about what's in the news. Without any further ado, from the North Dakota Petroleum Council, the president and the top man, Ron Ness, is with us on the program. Hey, Ron, how are you?
Good morning, Scott. I'm doing great. Nice rain in Bismarck this morning. August rain is always good.
Yeah, need a little wet stuff. Boy, growers are starting to grumble a little bit about being a little dry, so... It is time. Glad to see we have some wet. So we have not seen you or guests had you on the program since the first of the Bakken Rocks Cookfest, which were, of course, last month now that we're into end of August. So just quickly, another successful round of Bakken Rocks Cookfest and neighbor-to-neighbor conversations, right?
Well, I thought they were both fantastic, and thanks for being there. But we had close to 3,000 people in between Kenmare and Dunn Center, and as somebody said, one of my county commissioner's friend said in Dunn Center, whoever thought you'd be riding in a bus and in Dunn Center to go to an education session about oil? So they had buses and a covered wagon or a wagon ride, so it was great. So I met with a farm group this morning. We had an hour and a half meeting with one of the big farm groups in North Dakota, and they were obviously many of them pleased to see a little bit of rain. But we had a good discussion about the issues in oil and agriculture, and it was a good discussion and one that we hope for more of.
One conversation that inevitably comes up when you're talking ag and energy is certainly the limited amount of train track in North Dakota, which I know BNSF and other rail lines are quickly trying to mitigate, but like everything, it can't happen fast enough given short construction seasons and everything. I saw a statistic not long ago about the amount of rail by oil dropping significantly, which I would imagine would be welcome news in the ag world, but give us an update on what you know about rail by oil these days.
Well, Scott, that was one of the items that we talked about this morning, and when you look at what oil was transporting, about 73% of our state's oil by rail in December. And in May, I saw the number was down to 53%. So certainly, you know, oil producers want to put oil in pipelines. And it's all about markets, and it's all about availability of being able to move your commodity without receiving a big discount on your price. We need more pipelines. And I encourage the folks from the grain growers this morning to, you know, support some of these pipeline projects. Probably none more important right now than that Enbridge Sandpiper project going from the Stanley-Tioga area into Superior through Minnesota. That pipeline's been receiving a kind of a hard time, and it's being delayed. So people, you know, as you look at more rail capacity for everyone, more pipelines is really the solution, whether it's reducing flaring, whether it's reducing truck traffic, whether it's helping road safety. More pipelines are critical. We need to do it right, but we need more pipelines. And so we had a good talk about that. But when you really look at the overall big picture of rail in North Dakota, you know, our service has been declining for decades in North Dakota in terms of rail service. I grew up in the grain elevator business, and, you know, that was the biggest complaint around our house is, when are the rail cars coming this week? It's harvest season. We need to move some grain. So I hope the long term of this is that we're seeing pretty substantial investment by BNSF into North Dakota rail for the first time in a long time. And at the end of the day, if we get the pipelines built, we get the rail improved, maybe we have a better availability of rail for everybody in the end. So that's the goal we all ought to be focusing on.
And obviously, as you mentioned, pipelines provide that flexibility, and are a lot of them on the drawing board right now. What do you make of the dramatic drop now? I mean, by 20%, is that suggesting that pipeline capacity is being added at a pretty good clip, or what's going on there?
Well, the biggest thing is that really the Cushing, Oklahoma market for oil has opened up. As a second leg of the Keystone XL pipeline, the Seaway pipeline was constructed from Cushing down to Houston. So that pipeline moved that oil out of Oklahoma, which was the big backlog in the Midwest, really. It created kind of a pricing discount situation. You want to flood more oil into an already over-flooded area. So that has kind of opened up the ability of the pipelines in the upper Midwest to move product to market and get a fair price. So you've seen more of that, but you're also seeing pipelines being added incrementally. So, but we need one of these big projects. We need these 200,000-300,000 barrel a day projects that have come on the drawing board. And much of that has to do with the entire rail issue, whether it's, you know, the fact that oil has been hampered by the inability to move just like every other commodity. And you produce oil every day, so you got to move oil every day. So when your train is delayed by a day or a half a day, that pushes everything back. So I think producers are looking harder and harder at making substantial investments into pipelines, and that's going to prove to be critical as we move forward.
By the way, Ron Ness is our guest from the North Dakota Petroleum Council, NorthDakotaOilCan.com, their website, to find out more about the $30 billion in economic impact they're part of in this industry, 60,000 jobs, and energy security. If you have a question or comment, certainly welcome at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, and emails welcome to studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. That's studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. So just to finish on pipelines, I forget the numbers, but Justin Kringstad, presented this very well at your community education series that happened during the Bakken Rocks Cookfest events. When you look at the current capacity with the capacity proposed or on the drawing board, I mean, we're talking about nearly doubling just with what's been proposed, pipeline capacity. So the improvements you're talking about can only get better, assuming all these things move off the drawing board into reality. Right, Ron?
Well, and the reality is that you've got to get those pipeline projects, commitments to them from the producers and the shippers, but you have to get them permitted. And that's where we encourage people to, support projects to get permitted through northern Minnesota, support projects going south, because it's critical up to our neighbors to allow those products to get to market. And, you know, a pretty substantial impact of getting these products to market as we look at all this trouble in the Middle East. We saw gas prices drop in Bismarck the other day, and I truly believe all of that's just a function of us having more oil supply in the world and not totally being reliant on that Middle East anymore, and the socioeconomic problems over there seems to be more of a buffer and a hedge against some of that unrest over there right now.
Yeah, boy, I tell you, just absolutely incredible what's going on. So this is certainly an issue that's front and center in the headlines, and hopefully people connect those dots. Is there anything that keeps you up at night regarding when you talk about permitting? Are you talking about landowner relations on these things? Is there a cog in this wheel right now? I get there is in Washington. There always is with Keystone XL Pipeline, but I'm just talking about the other ones that, for instance, would be permitted here or would require companies and landowners here in North Dakota to come together. Anything that you're concerned about, or is that working pretty well right now?
Well, I think there's certainly concerns all the way across, and these commodities have to move, and we have to make decisions. There's going to be no fail-safe approach. We have been working on this crude by rail issue, showing that if the trains go off the track and you crash 15,000 tons of steel together, and there's a flammable liquid in there, it doesn't matter whether it's Bakken oil, whether it's ethanol, whether it's gasoline, whether it's Eagleford oil, bad things are going to happen. We have to focus on the train safety, on the rail safety, all of those things. But even when you go into a pipeline, as we look at, gathering lines across North Dakota, spills are going to happen. We're moving just in a tremendous amount of fluids. We really have to do the best possible job we can of containing those spills on the pad or cleaning those spills up after they occur. That is really where our research and technology needs to go. NDSU is working on some soil things, but we got to get these pipelines in the ground in order to move ahead in a better fashion.
All right, short break. Back with more with Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council after this timeout on What's On Your Mind.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
PetroServe USA. When you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on into a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right. Get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
Loading and unloading grain is safer and more efficient than ever with the Roltec electric conversion system from AgriCover, featuring the new Command 10 remote with next-generation Zigbee technology. It's smart and easy to use, keeping you in control. This completely integrated system uses the same remote to wirelessly operate tarps and hoppers. Over time, the Roltec electric conversion will pay for itself. Why? It reduces driver fatigue. It's lighter by design, and it saves time, allowing more trips per day. So schedule your install today by calling Dickinson Truck Equipment, 701-483-4369. Nelson Ripplinger Sales in Minot at 701-721-1252. Burt's Truck Equipment, East Grand Forks at 218-773-1194. Yankton Canvas in Jamestown at 701-252-6927. Or find a dealer near you. Go online to RoltecElectric.com. RoltecElectric.com.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
State College on Friday is hosting something called the Quadrennial Energy Review. The Energy Secretary of the United States, part of the Obama administration on the cabinet with the president, will be here. And this will include, by the way, not only meetings Friday of this, what they call a QER, but also a tour of the Bakken. I know they'll be in Tioga on Saturday. They'll be in Minot and other places as well. Ron Ness is with us from the North Dakota Petroleum Council for a few more minutes. Last chance at questions or comments for Ron on anything regarding oil and gas production in North Dakota. Certainly welcome at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. I know you're part of this effort to discuss the future energy roadmap with the energy secretary in Bismarck at Bismarck State College National Center of Excellence on Friday and then the tour on Saturday. Ron, tell us a little bit about your role here and what you're hoping to accomplish.
This is a great opportunity. You've got all of these federal officials coming. As you said, the head of the Department of Energy, the Secretary of Transportation. I know they're both going on a Bakken tour up in the Tioga area. There's a group going out to the Tesoro refinery, other groups going out around North Dakota to look at energy infrastructure. And what I think is exciting that we get a chance to kind of focus in on some of these key discussions that we're having this morning, whether it be the critical nature of moving our oil by pipeline and the need for that, whether it's the importance of the roads in western North Dakota, getting some potentially federal money for those big road projects, Highway 85 and other projects like that. They also deal with the air infrastructure and all of those big picture infrastructure issues. My focus is workforce on the panel that I'm on. I haven't quite figured out yet what that means or what I'm going to say, but it's just certainly a chance to get some of those folks here that otherwise we would never get here, and I hope that we can educate them and they can go back to Washington and make some good policy decisions based upon what they learned this week.
By the way, we'll be broadcasting from that event on Friday on the program, and certainly will be, as you say, quite a momentous deal. Not often you get two cabinet secretaries here, and both two pretty critical ones to what's happening all across the state of North Dakota, so that'll be good. And it's not often that they come in, even when President Obama came in. Obviously, a lot of our listeners said, boy, you got to see oil country, you got to get out there, and of course he ended up going south and doing an event in Indian country and didn't get out there, so... So one thing for him to come in for a press conference or an event, it's always a little challenging to actually get him out there and see things. And you've got quite a tour lined up for Saturday, don't you?
Well, I am very glad that they're doing that. And you're right, that is often not the case. They just show up and do the meeting and leave. So I think getting them on the ground and showing them North Dakota and showing them our agriculture and our energy industry and the, how critical transportation is in this part of the country. You know, most of those folks think about transportation, they think about Boston and big cities, but it's even more critical in the heartland.
We're going to let Ron go in here a few minutes, so last chance at any questions or comments here at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. I'm always amazed when, by the way, we talked at the top of this about the Cookfest and things that you get questions about, and you do these wonderful little sessions where yourself and Lynn Helms and Kathy Nesbitt and Justin Krigston from the Pipeline Authority take questions. And what was the question you received the most, or the topic that most folks at those events wanted to chat with you about, Ron?
Well, I think it's always, like you said, it's always amazing when you're out there and you're there, everybody's there, everybody has a shot at you and questions and answers. You know, people don't confuse what you read in the media and you see and hear as people being overly angry. And there are just a lot of issues and a lot of stress and a lot of those things. And I think people want a sense of the big picture. That's always what I get. Kathy Nesbitt's information to them is so important. And to get an update on the regulations from Lynn and the Department of Mineral Resources. But they want to know about, you know, where's everybody going? What's going to happen? What's next? And that's still the intrigue. It's still the opportunity. There are a lot of nagging issues here and there. But when you look at the big picture and the big threats, we talked to that with the farm groups today. The big threats are things like the Endangered Species Act, the expansion of the Clean Waters Act, I think a threat to agriculture and energy is this Clean Water Fund. $3 million a week that you have to spend by our Constitution. We all support conservation, but holy cow, $3 million a week that you're required to spend in our Constitution. Those are big threats to the future of agriculture, the ability of energy to do what needs to do. So big picture issues, I think, still rule the day. Lots, little questions, and that's why we encourage the people to come and have their questions with the companies that might relate to a pipeline or to a road access or to operations on their land. Those are the issues that we can fix over time, but it's these big picture issues that are going to matter.
Dave, on the road listening on KCJB, has a question for Ron. Go ahead. You're up on What's on Your Mind, Dave.
Yes. Hello. Good day. Say, I was just wondering if the state of North Dakota or any of these large oil companies that have interests around Lake Skokwea, Yellowstone River, the Little Yellowstone, or the Little Missouri River and whatnot, have any oil skimmers in place in case of a spill, which is inevitable. I'll hang up and listen to your answer. Thank you.
Dave, that's a good question. And about 3 years ago, a group of, I believe, nine pipeline companies and operators created a group they call SASR. It's the Lake Sakakawea Area Response Group, and they have equipment all on, you know, stored in a proximity. They also share the equipment they all have individually. They have a group that's, I believe, MBI Energy out of Bellfield that is in charge of the operation and the immediate response team. And I think that was a great move by them to do that. And they put together a kind of an LLC where they all collectively own all of this equipment, its readiness, and it is critical to have that.
Appreciate the call. Thanks. Let's get Lance and Bismarck in here. We're running out of time, but we've got a couple minutes left here. So, Lance, quickly, your question, if you would, for Ron Ness. Thanks for listening.
Morning, Ron. I was just checking to see, so what is the short-term solution for rail capacity for this year? I mean, our bases are horrific right now, and then all the elevators seem to be full yet, and we're going into the new crop. So did you guys come up with any solutions this morning or not? I'll just listen.
You know, Lance, we didn't get into what the immediate term issue is. I know Matt Rose is here this morning or this week, whenever he is. And I think it's,
Thursday, I think. Yep.
The delegation and the governor and BSC and those folks are kind of watching the movements. And I would hope those movements are improving each week. As I said, you know, at least on the oil side, we've gone down from 73 to 53. I think that's got to create some opportunity there. And be interested to see this week if there's more about that, because those are good questions you have. And as you know, the basis is dropping, so you don't like those discounts on top of that.
No.
Appreciate the call, Lance. Unfortunately, we're out of time, so we're going to have to save this for the next time Ron's on. If you want to call back and have more of that conversation, as you mentioned, Matt Rose, the president and CEO of BNSF, will be in the state on a Thursday, so no doubt that will be addressed then as well. We didn't get to everything we wanted to today, but we never do. Lots of topics to cover. Ron, thanks for doing this. We'll chat with you again in a couple of weeks. Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council. Our guest on What's on Your Mind, Drew Wrigley, to talk about the Good Life in North Dakota campaign and 125 years of celebrating it. Next.
Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Before you fight, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
Clean never sleeps. Not at the North Dakota Truck Wash. Stanley, North Dakota on the truck bypass just south of the Pinnacle there. Megan's on the phone. What does 24/7 service mean for truckers, Megan?
Yeah, absolutely. We are open 24 hours, 7 days a week. Our shortest wait times are during the evenings, anytime after 8 p.m. and anytime before 8 a.m. is the best time to come and get your truck washed.
All right, so no waiting, 24/7, no appointments necessary. Just come on in, and they'll get you in line at the North Dakota Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124 or on the web at drortman.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
I'll be heading the road tomorrow. I'll be up in the Tioga. Actually, Todd and Gary Emmett are going to hold down the fort, going to focus in on a couple of key legislative races, one in Minot, one in Bismarck tomorrow. Yes, we need to start talking about the legislative session and who will be there and November elections, and we'll do some of that tomorrow. Anyway, Gary will be subbing for me tomorrow on the program as I wing my way to Tioga. And usually drive, but tomorrow doing an in and out. And I will be there live for Energy Matters from 3 to 5, which you hear on 550 K-Fire and KLTC in Dickinson. And when we hit the road, we're brought to you in part by our friends at PetroServe USA. That's right, helping America fuel better with locations, well, in the shadow of the Capitol and all throughout North Dakota and parts of Minnesota as well. They're the folks that connect North Dakota cornfields with North Dakota oil fields. And not only do I fill up my tank there, as I did this weekend, but also the tummy. They have that 4 for $4 deal. It's fantastic. The hot stuff, personal pan pizza, couple of cookies, and a 20-ounce fountain pop. Four items, $4 all day, every day. PetroServe USA locations. Kent and his team, Clark, the crew there, they're a wonderful group. So stop and see them at PetroServe USA and tell them Scott sent you. All right, our next guest is the Lieutenant Governor of the nearly 125-year-old great state of North Dakota, Mr. Drew Wrigley. Hello, Drew. How are you?
It's doing well. Good to be here with you guys. I'm here with Sarah Audie Coleman, the Director of Tourism, and we are making a tour talking about this exciting event coming up August 16th on the Capitol grounds.
Should be fun. Sarah, how are you?
I'm great. Thanks.
Little known secret, Sarah has the best job in all of North Dakota because she gets to promote all the great things that are happening in North Dakota. It's a sweet gig, isn't it, Drew?
You know what? And she works so hard at it. She's got a great crew of people over there. I tell Sarah all the time, one of my favorite meetings are when the tourism folks are there because they've got a great task, a great job of making more and more people aware of just how extraordinary our state is. And they do it with such enthusiasm. It's a fun group to work with.
All right, so we want to know about what's happening on August 16th. We want folks to circle the calendar because there are so many great things that are happening that day. And I love how you guys have done this with so much enthusiasm and zest and, you know, all the different reasons to celebrate North Dakota and soliciting that from other people. So maybe run us through a few of the great things that are happening on the 16th and also just how you're really connecting and welcoming people from every corner of North Dakota. Either one of you, take it away.
Well, let me start off with just the people can find out more information as they look at this. Go to the North Dakota 125th site for Twitter and Facebook. And also they can go to the, ndtourism.com and find out information also. But a whole host of musical acts throughout the day, beginning at 11 o'clock in the morning on August 16th up on the Capitol grounds and going through 8:45 that night. And Sarah, why don't you tell them who the musical acts, because Sarah, by the way, should maybe just leave the tourism business and go into concert promotion, because we had a couple of meetings, Scott, where were brainstorming about what we thought would be some great musical acts, and Sarah walked in the next meeting. She had them all lined up and had them all. And
she certainly has a lot of experience now.
It was amazing. So, Sarah, what did you line up for them?
Well, it's going to be a fun day. The Burning Hill Singers are going to kick it off, and I don't know if you guys have heard the same comments I have about the musical this year, but top-notch talent. There's just some fabulous vocalists, so it'll be fun to have them kick it off. Then from there, we have Tiger Lily. We've got the Dakota Air radio show, Merle Pepcorn's group, kind of that Garrison Keillor feel. That'll be fun. From there, we've got Kevin Locke doing some hoop dancing, Jesse Veeder, another great local talent. Robbie V is going to be doing a tribute to his father. Greg Hager's in, Keith Baer, a flutist, of course, Chuck Suki. He's been around the state doing some events, promoting the 125th, and, of course, he was the centennial troubadour back 25 years ago. Mitch Malloy, and then the Blenders are the finale. So it's just going to be a fun day of full of entertainment.
We actually had a great kickoff event last winter where Tiger Lily and Chuck Suki came into the Capitol, and the governor, we kicked off the event. We unveiled the logo. Thank you, Sarah. We unveiled the logo for the 125th, which people
it's sharp,
check out.
By the way. And Drew was handing out stickers of the 125th at the Bach and Rocks Cook Fest in Dunn Center, so I was proudly displaying. It was very nice of you to go around and do that for everybody. But sweet logo. Yeah, you guys did a good job.
Yeah, well, we had a great time at the kickoff event, like as we said, with Tiger Lily and Chuck Suki. And I, for some reason, I don't know what got into me, but I agreed that day that I would sing a duet with Chuck Suki at the 125th celebration on August 16th.
How have the rehearsals been going?
Well, Sarah, they've not been going that well. I've been a little hoarse this summer. I've got the laryngitis earlier. She said, you politicians, she said, Drew, you're looking for a way out of this. There's no way I'm looking for a way out of this. I'm just telling the audience that won't be the top-notch entertainment that she's lined up for the rest of the day. But, yep, if you want to hear the lieutenant governor do a duet with Chuck Suki, or maybe if you don't, you can go get some. There's going to be great food out there that day. There's going to be great cultural events and crafts.
I have a better idea, Sarah. Drew is quite a swimmer. Did you know that?
I did.
And maybe he could swim like across the Missouri or something. I don't know with that current how tough that would be. But I did see, by the way, on Facebook over the weekend that like dad, like daughter. Because, Quinny was swimming across the lake there, right?
Yep. Our daughter set the family record for swimming across the lake. I was very proud, but it also, I appreciate how old she makes me feel and broken down and everything else. Swimming across Missouri is a great idea. Maybe the tourism director, when I'm singing with Chuck Suki, maybe the tourism director will swim to Missouri.
Maybe not.
The look on her face screams, probably not.
Probably not. I was in that river for about 12 seconds this Saturday, and it's cold.
As you say, not quite warm, right?
I need a better wetsuit or something.
It's going to be a great day, though. I'll tell you, we were at a regional event. They had a great gathering in Hettinger about a month and a half ago, and Jesse Veeder came out there, and we were celebrating the 125th, and we had the lieutenant governor from South Dakota was up with us, and we've been in Lemon earlier, and I'll tell you what, Jesse, just really talented, and she and her dad were playing, really excited about the event coming up on the 125th. The musical acts, I think, are really going to be a key to the fun out there, and then all the different Pride of Dakota vendors that Sarah and her team and our committee have lined up. Really just, I think people are going to enjoy the day. It starts at 11 o'clock in the morning on the 16th and goes through 8:45 that night. The Blenders of Fargo fame and Eastern North Dakota, they've been over there more, but they're known out here as well. I hope people take advantage of it. And I'm on the I'm on video twice, I think, guaranteeing the weather. And so this will be the shortest tenure of a lieutenant governor ever if the weather isn't good out there.
If it isn't, Plan B is the civic center. But usually if you have a Plan B, you don't need to use it, right?
No, that's right.
And we've got kids activities, too. We didn't mention Kitco and Penny and Pals are going to be in the new Heritage Center auditorium. So that's another opportunity for people to go see that brand new facility.
I was going to ask you what else you have planned, and that's the kids ones are a good one. Todd and I, it's sort of I don't know. It's more of a me thing than a Todd thing, but we generally ask about the food at these events. State Fair, we're trying to find, the deep-fried Oreos. Somebody calls from a town we haven't had on the program before. We ask, how's the pie? You know what I'm saying? So give me a little sense of the the delicacies that might be available on the big day, Sarah and Drew.
The food vendors are actually still, we're still finalizing all of those, but there'll be a good variety from meals to snacks. Mark Zimmerman, our Parks and Rec director, is in charge of the food, so he's heavy at it and trying to make sure we got a good variety. And then we've got 45 Pride of Dakota vendors who will be there along the mall, and they also have samples and sales with some of their food items.
So we can just bring a spoon and we can eat all the honey we want out there.
There
and,
you go.
Jam.
Wow. Drew said I could.
That's right.
I can hear that already.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, what a great time. You know, we talk a lot about how North Dakota, here we are, this extraordinary time in our state's history. The population's growing faster than any state in the nation, and it's the largest it's ever been. We've got people coming in for jobs and our number one economy. What an extraordinary time to be able to celebrate our history, our tradition, our culture, and to really take stock of what brought us to this point and how we can help be off on the right foot for the next 125 years. We're really excited about it as a fun event, but also as a cultural remembrance and maybe keynote, as I say, for the future. It's going to be a terrific day, and I... we didn't mention face painting, Sarah.
You didn't.
Kids love face painting. There's going to be face painters out there. Scott, you bet. I can see you getting something.
Well, actually, I'm supposed to be in Medora that morning for a broadcast, and then I'm right now trying to get the kids to come along, kind of on a work play weekend. So, my plan is we'd take in a good chunk of it. So I'll use the face painting as a lure. I'm all for that for sure. And folks, the main thing is just circle the calendar one last time. Sarah and Drew, tell us where we can get more information about all the events and when the different entertainment acts are happening that day.
If you just Google North Dakota's 125th, it'll pop up. The site is on the Historical Society site. It's also on ndtourism.com with all the details. Facebook, Twitter, we're out there, so you should be able to find the info.
We just follow the lieutenant governor on Twitter. He's kind of a Twitter kind of guy, so we'll get all the info there. Drew, I do have
to
ask you one
bit.
At Drew Wrigley, yes, exactly right. One bit of news that I have to ask you, unrelated to the reason we asked you to come here today to tell us about the 125th. We're getting reports that there are 4 illegal immigrant children that have been brought here based on the border crisis, and that state officials were not notified. Earlier we were talking about with some listeners really upset, saying, hey, the governor ought to pound the table. What ought to happen? I said, that's a good idea. Actually, maybe the governor ought to call the president or something. First of all, are you aware of this at all? And if not, is it appropriate that the state government ask the federal government what the heck's going on here?
Well, I'm not aware of any formal notification to the state at this point. I do think that would be helpful if the federal government is going to do that in a very formal way, not just when people arrive in the various states, but that they are going to be headed there. And so the preparations can be made. I mean, we obviously, Americans have a great humanitarian instinct, and whatever will eventually become of the people who are coming into the country right now in this push across the border, whatever will eventually be the determination, we will treat people in a humane and caring and loving way. And that's who North Dakotans are. And so, Scott, you know, I do think it'd be helpful if the communication is increased, and so that states can be aware, can be prepared. And the other issues will take care of themselves in the days ahead. But human beings have requirements, and our humanitarian ethic here in North Dakota is going to kick in. I think you're going to always have that. But we want to be prepared, and we want to be able to handle whatever issues the federal government helps us encounter.
Yes, helps us encounter is a polite way of saying it. Let me just briefly ask you, is it realistic that if you went back and said, hey, Governor, I was just chatting with these guys, and some listeners thought that it might be appropriate for the governor to reach out to the president. Like, if he dials up Pennsylvania Avenue 1600, the White House, and says, it's Jack Dalrymple calling, does he get a call back? Or, I mean, is that realistic?
Yeah, call back. I mean, what's important is we have there's always relatively good communication between state governors and the White House. It's not always the governor talking directly with the president. That's not really necessary. But there'll be calls and are right now going on today to help address whatever issues we're going to have here. And we have to you have to figure out what your resources are to handle people coming into your state and how best to do that. And so, that's a serious responsibility, and we're going to take that seriously. So, those preparations will be made. We want to hear from the White House if there are going to be others upcoming, what the numbers will be, and just what the situation is. Communication is always important.
All right, appreciate that. Just want to pass it along since it came up on the program earlier. Sarah Annie Coleman, Tourism Director, North Dakota. Drew Wrigley, our Lieutenant Governor, on the big 125th celebration. Circle the date, the 16th of August. Thank you both. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. Straight ahead.
A program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Summertime means big-time savings at Chase on the Lake, Walker, Minnesota, the premier resort and spa on the shores of Leech Lake. They have set the bar even higher this summer. A lot of resorts, the premier ones, don't offer very good specials, if any, in the peak summer season. Well, not at Chase. Now through August, if you book any Sunday night, you get Monday night free. That's right, a buy one, get one during the peak of summer at Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota. Buy any Sunday night through August, get Monday night absolutely free. And this is Chase on the Lake we're talking about. The great historic hotel, the spacious 2 and 3 bedroom condos, the award-winning spa, the lakeside dining, the watercraft rentals, they've got it all. What a deal. And here's more. You can also get 50% off any spa treatment any Monday through August. And that's good for 2 services per booked room. Go to chaseonthelake.com. Enter the promo code Scott for this great deal. Chaseonthelake.com, promo code Scott. Or call them at 888-CHASE-06. 888-CHASE-06 and tell them Scott sent you to Chase on the Lake, Walker, Minnesota.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
The checkoff is putting its weight behind a new kind of soybean oil that will win back lost demand in the food market. New high oleic soybean varieties are expected to help secure and expand U.S. soybean oil demand and increase U.S. soybean farmers' profitability. High oleic oil does not contain trans fat and therefore is better for food, biodiesel, lubricants, and cosmetics. Customers are looking for a widely adapted soybean oil that works well for their application. As an industry, we can offer them a solution with high oleic. The goal is to have 18 million acres of high oleic soybeans planted by 2023. If this goal is achieved, the value of soybeans is expected to increase by 66 cents per bushel for all U.S. soybean farmers.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Before 11 on What's on Your Mind. Here's a call that came in during the break. Let's roll that, and then we'll time for a couple more calls at 800-228-0550. Whatever is on your mind today, 701-258-0550. or your email studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Go ahead and roll that one that came in during the break.
Yeah, say, this is Ray from Man Man. I got something I have to get off my mind. What's on your mind? Okay. Say, the U.S. government commits crimes against the U.S. citizens all the time when they pass mandated bills or acts, whatever you want to call them. All these so-called bills or acts are a scam. So the House of Representatives can appropriate money to the different departments, you know, of the U.S. government, you know, Homeland Security, EPA, whatever. In the bills or acts, there is always a paragraph that gives the secretary or the director this discretionary authority on how to implement the bills or acts. it is really something. That is why when the House of Representatives call these secretaries or directors in front of them to investigate them or whatever is going on, the secretaries or directors just laugh in the House of Representatives' faces because the House gave them the authority to do whatever they want to do. Boy, what a bunch of hypocrites.
No laugh. Ray, you're not allowed to call the program without the cackle. The signature cackle needs to be there, no matter how serious the issue, because it's your thing. Anyway, understand his concern, certainly, and there's others out there as well. Deb and Bismarck, you are next on What's on Your Mind at 800-228-0550. Go ahead, Deb.
Okay, one of the things, reasons I'm calling is it's about these illegal persons, whether it's the newest rush or not, that are coming over. This has been on the line for a very, very long time ago, a long time. I'm talking about it's been in the pipeline. But when I worked with foreign exchange students almost 11 years ago, one forgot her visa. So I was supposed to go up to Canada, and I was talking to the guy on the border, and he says, I don't know why, but they just cut our funding, and we've got more people going from Canada to the United States than ever before. And I couldn't figure it out, and why any intelligent government would do that, and neither could he, because it just didn't make sense. Well, now it makes sense. They've been planning for years to just whether they're going to use it as a political base or whatever. It's, you know, I really hate to sound conspiracy-oriented, but this has been, they've been planning stuff like this for ages.
Well, yeah, Deb, it's hard not to be concerned about what the grand plan is here. Without question, because a lot of people believe that this is a crisis by design, right? The wink and the nod, the message sent that if you come, you know, and so, you know, you feign outrage in public, and then you don't do anything about it, you know. So,
well, it's like how can you even be outraged if you're outraged? Then, yeah, how can you're a bad guy? You know, it's like somehow we need to figure out a way to get our country back, no matter. But all I'm saying is a long time ago when I worked with foreign nationals that came over here legally, they, I'm not trying. They were actually at that point, and this was nearly 11 years ago that I worked in that job, they were cutting funding for Canada's border. So I don't know what they've done to the one in Texas.
Right, but you're saying the people you were talking with were warning that this was part of the plan. So I take your point. Appreciate the call. Let's what do we got left, Chris? We have time to run the Minot call? All right. Want to play part of it? The shorter one? on the border issues? What do you want to do?
Hi, I'm Tom. I'm calling from Minot. I live on the east side of Minot in an area called Meadowbrook Estates. And we have a problem up here that we can't seem to get any help with, and I'm hoping that maybe a congressman or somebody could help us. They keep building and building and developing on the west side of Minot and causing runoff, more runoff and more runoff. They're not doing it properly, I don't feel, not putting in proper retention and stuff like that. But every time they destroy some more grassland and add more pavement concrete, we get more runoff. And they're running it all through an area called Puppy Dog Coulee.
All right, let's flag that call, if you would, Chris.
And Chris? 40 or
Chris? 50. There you go. Let's flag the call, because we're out of time, obviously. But we will ask, we'll flag that one to use Wednesday with Congressman Kramer, but it also sounds like one we should forward to Minot City officials as well, and we'll do both. Tom, appreciate the call. Out of time for today, but we'll get into it, okay, on a future program. Out of time today, folks. Thanks so much for listening. Back
well,
at
that
tomorrow.
That was quick.
Gary Emineth in for me tomorrow, along with Todd Mitchell, and then I'll be up here with Energy Matters and back Wednesday on What's On Your Mind. God bless you. In the radio business, the fuel that keeps this vehicle going down the road is radio advertising. And we have some great sponsors who we very much appreciate, and that includes our good folks at Border Plains Ag Equipment, Stanley, Williston, Glasgow, Montana. Just travel Highway 2, and you're going to find one of the great locations and some great folks. Roger Gelstead and his crew, his son Ryan, all of them, they're just some wonderful, wonderful people, and we really appreciate their support over the years. I stopped in the other day to see Ryan. He tells me about an incredible deal right now that is for a limited time, so you need to hurry. Case IH Combines, any used combine on any of the lots, 3 years, 0% financing. You don't pay a penny of financing for 3 years, plus, there's more, a two-year or 500-hour powertrain warranty. Folks, that's on every Case IH used combine at Border Plains Equipment. Stanley, Williston, and Glasgow, Montana. Find them on Highway 2, Border Plains Equipment. Stanley, Williston, Glasgow, Montana 2, for a great deal on Case IH combines. And tell them Scott sent you.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100
square-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.